Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I know I don't usually release episodes on a Sunday, and you might be wondering, why doesn't this have an episode number? Because I'm just throwing it in there as an extra.
because it keeps coming up. It's on my mind. And I just really want to talk to you about this, especially because as I'm recording this, we're halfway through 2021, which even saying it, anybody else feel like, are you kidding? How did that happen? We're halfway through the year. And I know just because you're listening to this podcast, I know you have things you want to accomplish and achieve. You probably have things in multiple areas of your life. And I know that has always been the case for me. I don't think there's ever been a season where either there was no goal or there was only one goal in one area, right? Right now, as I sit here recording this, I have business goals, I have financial goals, I have relationship goals, I have personal health goals, you name it, there's a lot going on. And I want to make sure that you get to the end of this year and you're not looking back going, I didn't do it again, you know? Another year went by and here I am going into 2022 with the same goals that I went into 2021 with. I don't want that for you. And so there's one thing that keeps coming up as a barrier, as a hurdle, as something that is keeping you from action. And the reason I know that is because I've had this conversation with a handful of you guys. And so sometimes when that happens, I'm like, all right, I don't know whether this is going to be a 5-minute episode or a 25-minute episode, but I just got to jump on here and we need to talk about it. So one of the things that you've heard me talk about before is this comment a while back. I think I did a bonus episode a while back on this. We're going to go in a different direction today. But what I talked about before was somebody who said, I just don't know how to stop binge eating. I just don't know how to lose weight without restriction. And I said, I mean, that's like me saying, I don't know how to drive a stick shift. Right? It's true. I don't, but there's no barrier there because I can learn. Right? However, if I just continued saying like, oh, I don't know how to drive a stick shift, so I can't, I don't know how, I've never done it before, then I wouldn't. And that is where so many people are with their goals. And it might be as the one I talked about before, you know, I don't know how to live outside of all or nothing. I don't know how to stop binge eating. I don't know how to be consistent. I don't know how to become a morning person. I don't know how to start a business. I don't know how to get out of debt. And I just want to tell you right now that the empowering news is, the great news is that it's the same as me saying, I don't know how to drive a stick shift. I could read books on how to drive a stick shift. I could watch YouTube videos. I could talk to people and I would still not know how to drive a stick shift. And the reason I say that is because there's so many folks out there who are reading books about money or who are reading books about nutrition or who are, you know, watching YouTube videos or listening to podcasts. And at the end of the day, they still feel like they don't know how to do the thing. And it's not surprising. And listen, I'm all about information, but let's not get it confused with application, with implementation, because it's not going to get you the same place. I love to learn and I love to read and I love to listen to podcasts. I do it all the time. But I don't for one second think that listening to financial podcasts and educating myself on financial matters is in any way going to change my financial situation, because it's not. Just like I love CrossFit and I'm currently like into all these different CrossFit podcasts and I just love listening to them. And guess what? It's not going to make me any more fit. It's just not. And it's not going to get me out of the phase of I don't know how to do something. The wonderful news is you can learn. There's a marketing guy. His name's George Bryant. He refers to this as the disease of how. And I completely agree with him. I don't know how to be consistent. I don't know how to change the way I think. I don't know how to improve my financial situation. That is truly a disease. If you spent as much time actually trying things and staying consistent and learning and adjusting and modifying as you go based on your results, you'd know how. It's not something that you learn intellectually. It's something that you create. It's something that you experience. And listen, I could watch all those YouTube videos on how to drive a stick shift and I could talk to all these people, but I'll tell you what, if I spent an hour trying to drive, like in the car, screwing up, stalling it out, whatever, an hour a day for 10 days, I bet you anything I would know how to drive a stick shift. Now, I don't care to drive a stick shift. I don't even have a stick shift to drive if I wanted one, but you get the point. Now, it might not be 10 days for whatever your goal is, but if you spent less time thinking, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do this differently, I don't know how to get different results, I don't know how to this, I don't know how to that, and you spent that time in action, you would blow your mind. I did not know how to write a book before I wrote a book. And I talked to a lot of people who literally have spent years thinking, should I self-publish or should I go the traditional publishing route? And they think about it and they read about it and they talk to all different people, but they still haven't written their book. I did not know how I was going to publish or even what it meant to publish, what was required, how long it would take, what I needed to do or not do. I don't know. I just started writing. Then the same thing happened when I decided, back when I first started Primal Potential, initially I just had a blog and I hated writing blogs because I felt so stifled in my communication. Like I can't get my point across as the way that I want to in writing because I'm just not as great of a writer. And I was like, if I could just say this, if I could just have somebody here sitting with me, and this was, you know, in early 2014. And I said, I'm just going to start a podcast. Podcasts weren't big then. I didn't know how to do it. There weren't podcasting courses that I was aware of at that time. But instead of, well, I can't because I don't know how, I just figured it out. I just tried things. You know, you read enough things and then you try and then you run into an error. And I never let I don't know how be a barrier. And I want to say that to you because the great thing is you are the how. I was on a webinar the other night for a group that was reading Chasing Cupcakes as a book study. And I shared with them, something came up about something about my journey. And I don't even know what in what realm of my life, but I was like, look, you could do everything that I've done to build a business or everything that I've done to get out of debt and you wouldn't get the same results. You wouldn't. Just like I could do everything that, Jamie Sue has done to get better at pull-ups and I would not get Jamie Sue's results because we are all different. And that shouldn't discourage us. It should encourage us because the how is in your action. It's in your practice. I get this question a lot when people get the Changemakers Journal and they want to know exactly like what should go here, what should go there, how should I use this, is this right, is this wrong? And I always tell them, your answers are in your practice. And the same thing is true when we think about, I don't know how to start a business. I don't know how to XYZ. Your answer is in your practice. Just get in there in the same way that if I want to learn to drive a stick shift, I'm just going to get in the car, right? I'm gonna do what I did when I was learning on a standard, and I'm just going to get into a big parking lot, and I'm going to start making mistakes. Where we screw ourselves up, though, is that when we're in practice in our own lives for a goal that we have and we make mistakes, we get really emotional about it. And it's not even the emotion that's the problem. It's that we let the emotion derail us and talk us out of learning and talk us out of more action. You don't have to know how. Your practice is your how. You don't have to know how to solve the big picture to get started. You just have to get into action, right? You just have to make a different choice, make an improvement, try some strategy you've heard of, guess at what might work and give it a shot. Then do it again and do it again and keep paying attention and really be mindful of when you're starting to get super dramatic and frustrated. And I get it because there's been so many things in business that I think I don't know how to do this. Like almost every single day. And it's easy to try something and then hit a roadblock and throw your hands up and think, I can't do it. Like I've tried and I haven't figured it out. But you absolutely can. You absolutely can. I was thinking about this. This is such a random example, but Amazon ads. All right. So years ago, somebody set up an ad for my book, Chasing Cupcakes, on Amazon. And it's done pretty well. But I haven't dared touch it because I don't want to like screw it up and make a change that's going to reduce the conversion or whatever. And I know that I could be doing more and selling more books if I was putting more money into ads, but I've stopped myself because like I don't know anything about Amazon ads and I don't know how. And listen, I could take an Amazon ad course and I could read an Amazon ad book, but nothing is going to show me the how. Like getting in there and playing around with it and realizing, oh, well, when I changed this, my conversion dropped. And when I did this, it went up. But listen, when you do something and the result isn't what you want it to be, or it's not as good as you want it to be, or as fast as you want it to be, the key is we have to realize this is the process of figuring out the how. This is not failure, right? This does not need to be discouraging. In fact, I now know more than I knew yesterday because I tried this and it didn't work, or it didn't work the way that I hoped that it would. I'm now in a better place today than I was yesterday. Not a worse place, right? We talk a ton about mindset upgrades, and this is exactly why I send out the daily mindset upgrades Monday through Friday, because I need them as much as you do. When I have a moment where I think, oh, darn it, now I've suffered a setback because something didn't go according to plan, the mindset upgrade is, no, this actually moves me forward because I now know more than I did yesterday. I now understand more of the how than I did yesterday, even though it's a what not to do piece of it, because that matters just as much. Okay, that didn't work. Now we have to show up in our lives as creative, energetic problem solvers and do things differently. We have to do things differently. And I think that is the piece that a lot of folks are missing when it comes to solving their own problems and achieving their own goals, is instead of looking at the setback, the struggle, the disappointment, whatever it is, what didn't work, instead of looking at it and being like, here we go again, we look at it and say, all right, that's a data point. I now know that that's not an effective strategy for me. So what I'm going to try instead is XYZ. And you have to be curious and you have to be creative. And you've got to root out that drama and not let it back in, right? This guy, George Bryant, that I referred to in terms of calling it the disease of how, he says that how stands for hold on, wait a minute. H-O-W, hold on, wait. Hold on, wait a minute. It's like, I'm using that as my reason to stay on the sidelines. I don't know how. I'm not sure. Figure it out. And I'm not saying that like, in a lecturing tone. I find it super, super encouraging. There's 77 things that I want to do that I don't know how to do. In fact, the next phase of our renovation involves jacking up our entire house and digging out underneath it. But like the house is kind of like it has different foundations. And so I'm not, you know, I don't really understand that and the process and how the house lifting people coordinate with the foundation people, coordinate with the home builder people. Like, how does that all happen? I have no idea. And I've had many moments of like, I don't know how to facilitate this in a way that like I don't get screwed and I don't lose money and it doesn't take too much time and I don't want to use unnecessary people or pay unnecessary people, but I don't want to leave something out. And I've let that keep me from taking steps forward. And it's just crazy because if I were to get in action, okay, I'm going to call this person today and I'm going to get this piece of information and I'm going to take this additional step forward. I'm going to learn as I go. And with every step, even if it is taking me in a direction I don't want to go and I go, oh, wait, that feels like a waste of time. It's not, because I now know more than I did before. Do not let I don't know how be your hold on, wait, I'm not moving forward. Plow through that. It's not a barrier in reality. It's only a barrier in your mind. Your how will not be given to you. It's not going to be told to you. You're not going to read it in a book. You're going to create it, right? You're going to create it just like the way I went about creating Chasing Cupcakes isn't the way that maybe the next person is going to write their book. Don't let I don't know how hold you back, because you're going to figure it out day by day. And when you look at it like this, I want you to see all of those moments of frustration or setback or that didn't work, it didn't go according to plan. I want you to see that as I now know more than I did before. I'm now in a better place to achieve this than I was. Before we wrap up for this sort of impromptu pseudo episode, I want to encourage you guys to think about the daily mindset upgrades, and I'll tell you why. This started as something I was only doing for myself because I was in a really low phase of life and I needed to just check myself every day so that I would stay focused on my goals and not let weeks and months go by of like, oh, well, I really wanted this thing, but I kind of didn't do it because work was busy and I wasn't focused and, you know, I just wasn't using my time well. So these are essentially gut checks every day to help you come back to what it is you want, who you want to be, how you want to show up today. Because listen, otherwise, I know exactly what happens because it happens to me too. A week or a month goes by and you're like, I still haven't made any progress. I'm going to start next week. And then before you know it, we're halfway through 2021 and we're going to be at the end of it before you know it. And you're not where you want to be. So to me, this is kind of a no-brainer thing. It's less than 10 bucks a month. And Monday through Friday, you get an audio message from me. It's short. It's 1 to 3 minutes. You can listen while you brush your teeth, while you put your seatbelt on in the car. It takes hardly any time, but it's enough of a thing that it's going to keep you anchored to action and to moving forward for your goals. And you can revisit them, right? If you get one on a Monday that totally gets you fired up and engaged, listen to it on Tuesday and on Wednesday and on Thursday and whatever day you need to. Listen to it 20 times on Monday and 40 times on Tuesday. They're yours. They don't go anywhere. You can listen to them over and over and over. Again, it's less than 10 bucks a month. Plus, I decided recently that I'm going to be doing like a live Q&A kind of coaching call thing once a month with everybody who's getting the DMUs, kind of a group thing where you can ask any question, throw out any scenario, get my 2 cents, chat with me about it. I think that'll be a lot of fun as well. So go to primalpotential.com/text, primalpotential.com/text to sign up for that. And I would love to see you there. The other cool thing about it is that it's actually my phone number. It's actually a real text message. It's not like a text messaging service. So we can text back and forth. So if you get a message and you wonder how you should apply it, or you want to celebrate a win, or you're just having a hard moment, you are literally texting to my phone. There's not anybody else that's seeing it, that's responding to it. It's just me. So I'd love to see you there. primalpotential.com/text. And I hope you make it an amazing day. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.
Save big money now on new siding from LP SmartSide at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.